Blog Talk Radio.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't, when he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment.
My life gracefully.
God, arms wide open. I'm right here, pouring out my life, grateful.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell him.
Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you.
myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honors to God who's been having my life and as well as yours. Thank God we're still in the land of the living. He gave us one more day to spread his word. Father God, we ask you to have your way this morning on the show. Less of the woman of God and more of you. Let her decrease and you increase in her for her to deliver your word for your people. Let the ones that need to hear, hear with an open heart. In Jesus' name. The scripture this morning is Revelation. You know, when the Lord take you to Revelation, there's a word that you need to pay attention to. Revelation 16 and 15. Look, I come like a thief. Blessed are the ones who stay awake and remain clothed, so not to go naked and be shamefully exposed. Revelation 16 and 15 again. Look, I come like a thief. Blessed is the ones who stays awake, and remain clothed. So not to go out naked and be shamefully exposed. People of God, time is winding down. The enemy is at full force in this season. It's time for you to get back in position, get in place, put your armor on, and it's time to fight spiritually. And physically, what I mean by physically is getting on your knees. This is not a time to continue to play, ride the fence. Riding the fence is over, people of God. It's over. You had that chance to play and do what you wanted to do, what you thought you could do. But playtime is over with. Have you seen what's going on in the world? My God, total chaos. Rivers drying up that have never dried up before. Young people, babies, are leaving here daily. Remember, hell enlarged daily. It's a few of us that's praying and interceding and asking God to cover us and forgive us. It's a few of us doing that. When was the last time you spent time with God and did it for yourself and interceded for someone? Or pray for someone just because. Or just call to check on someone. They might not say they're going through, but everybody needs someone to talk to. Nobody's untouchable when the enemy is busy. That's his job, to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he do. But it's our job to pray and intercede for people when they don't know what to do and how to do it. And some have forgot. Some have lost their faith. As an ambassador for Christ, it's for us to say it's okay. God loves you. He never leaves you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. Keep going. Hold your head up, woman of God. It's time for us as women to adjust each other's crown and say, sis, you got it. Don't worry about it. Let me help you get what you need to get. If I don't know, let me call somebody to know. Let us touch and agree and pray. We don't have to know the whole detail of what's going on in your life. Absolutely not. If you need prayer, call and ask for prayer. That's what you focus on. Nobody needs to know your full information about what's going on. That's not of God. What is of God is if you say you need prayer, we instantly start praying. If you want to share the issue, fine. And if you don't, that's fine too. But know that here on Worldwide Gospel Connection, these men and women of God come on here to pray for you. To uplift you, to encourage you, to let you know it's going to be okay. I guarantee one of us have been through what you're going through. But, oh, let me tell you, the storm will not last long. Now, we know it may form. We know that, but it will not prosper. And I'm telling you today, surrender your life to Christ. Not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. But when you have the tools to help you get through the day, it'll get easier day by day. Remember, 7 Corinthians says to walk by faith and not by sight. That's one of my favorite scriptures, because you have to fully look with your spiritual eyes and not your natural eyes and walk by faith. Having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Remember, the word says when there are two or three, Jesus is in the midst. It could be two of us and we can still make things happen. We can still shift the atmosphere. I'm not going to preach this morning because my sister got a word this morning. And I'm excited. I definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in, the United States, Paris, Canada, Japan, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, and Italy. We know that sometimes these countries can't openly praise God. They can be killed just saying thank you, Jesus. But we must encourage them and let them know on this side of the globe that we're praying for them. We're interceding for them. We're calling out the countries for them. We don't know their name specifically, but we all touch and agree that God covered them with the blood. So much is going on over there as well. And we need to pray. We might can't be there physically, but our prayers can go quicker than we can. So we touch and agree that that God covered these people in these countries. Help them where they need help. Encourage them to let them know to keep pushing and standing on the word of God. God never forgot you, people of God. He's right there with you. Keep praying. Keep talking to him. Keep spending that time with him and let him know you haven't went anywhere. He already knows. Remember, he's not forceful. He's not going to force himself on you. He's right there with his arms wide open waiting on you. It's upon us to want to go into his arms and lay in his chest. If they talk about the woman with the issue of blood all the time, but she touched the hem of his garment. Me, I might jump on his back. Lord, look, I'm right here. Where you go, I go. I'm serious about this. I am a generation breaker in my family. Again, I said this a few times. I'm the first woman pastor in my family, the first prophetess in my family, the first author in my family, the first multi-business owner in my family, the first multi-millionaire, billionaire in my family. My seed and their seed and their seed and their seed will be blessed. We will leave a legacy for our seed. We will continue to break generation curses in our family, people of God. We've played long enough. We rode the fence long enough. You don't have any opportunity anymore. The rain, the flooding, the earthquakes, the dryouts, the murdering. Murder-suicide is at a high rate. I've never seen this much murder-suicide. Going into the schools, killing these kids, innocent children. You don't see the enemy is at war? God is trying to get our attention. COVID, the monkeypox. These things have already been preceded. Talked about years ago, didn't nobody even pay attention to them. But now, the enemy is knocking at your door. You don't open that door. You let the Father take care of that. And again, I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm telling you, when you have faith and you study the word and know the word for yourself and not just go by what somebody tells you, you'll understand it clearer. We're going to go to a musical break. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak of need prayer. This is a no judgment zone. Myself, no prophet, is not on here to judge you. But we are on here to encourage, inspire, and tell you what thus saith the Lord. We'll be back after the musical break.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
Help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
Can
I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, girl. Is there anybody here tonight that's so very thankful that God did that
Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See. See, he's mine. And I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did. But he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time.
Amen, amen. The best in me. I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to introduce to some and present to others my phenomenal sister, a powerhouse for the Lord, a woman of God, a Proverbs 31 woman that will instantly pray for you in and out of season. You don't connect with true people of God often, and I thank God for the divine connection for her and her husband. Remember, if you're in Alexandria, go visit the burning place. I'm telling you, you would not leave the same way you came. Anyway, good morning, Prophetess Williams. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Kashima. I am doing well. Thank you.
Good morning. Well, the floor is yours. I have my pen and paper ready. I'm ready to eat. You know, I'm going to go on mute because, you know, I'll be shouting sometimes, so I'm going to go on mute. But the floor is yours. Let the Lord use you like I know he's going to. And there you go.
Amen. Amen. What a blessing it is. I will definitely add to that, woman of God. It is definitely an honor and a blessing to be connected to you. I love you dearly, you as well as Apostle Donnell. Greetings to each and every one that has joined in on this morning. I am grateful for you as well. Thank you. Thank you for your continual support of the Abba House International and Women's Day Thursday with Pastor Kashima. First, I would like to give honor to whom honor is due. I would like to first honor a man, my husband, who is also my pastor, Cedric L. Williams. Also to our apostle and covering, that is Kendrick J. Walker, as well as leading lady prophetess Milani. I honor them as well. I cannot forget to honor the chief apostle, a man, Mark A. Robinson of Solid Rockful Gospel. Apostle Walker and prophetess Walker of Visible Kingdom Empowerment Church as well. I just give honor, honor, honor. The word says to honor, give honor to whom it is due. And last but certainly not least, I honor the Douglases, Apostle Donnell Douglas, as well as Pastor Kashima Douglas of the Abba House International. You all are awesome. You all are definitely a blessing to the kingdom of God, and I bless God for you both and our connection. So before we get into this word on this morning, let us pray. Father God, I thank you so very much for allowing this opportunity. God, I pray that your people's ears are open and ready to hear you, God. I pray that their hearts are opened and ready to receive, Lord, this seed from your word, oh God. Father, I believe that the seed will not just fall on stony ground, God, but it will fall into fertile soil, produce fruit, oh God, that your people are able to eat from and share with others. Father God, use me unto your glory. I am merely your servant and your mouthpiece. Have your way. It is in Jesus' name that, excuse me, I do pray. Amen. Amen. So this morning I am led to share this message. This message is definitely, I believe, an on time message. It is going to come from Isaiah chapter number 38. We will read through 1 through 8, and also we will go to 2 Kings for just a moment a little while later. 38, verses 1 through 8 in the New King James Version reads, "In those days Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, Go and tell Hezekiah, Thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard, yes, God, your prayer. I have seen, come on, God, your tears. Surely I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this is the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing, come on, God, which he has spoken. Behold, I will bring the shadow on the sundial, which has gone down with the sun on the sundown of Ahaz, 10 degrees backwards. So the sun returns 10 degrees on the dial by which it had gone down. Again, that is Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 through 8. Now, I did not read to you just now scriptures that you may not have heard. I am well aware that we all have heard in some capacity the story of Hezekiah. We understand that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, as so many other pastors and preachers and ministers have allowed us to see. But there is something else in these passages of scripture that I want to bring to the forefront and that I believe God wants us to see right here, right now, in the time that we're in. So if I had to pin a title, if you will, with what is about to be said, I would call it the takeaway. Amen, the takeaway. Now, I've heard the takeaway, the phrase, let me say that, takeaway in numerous different ways. I've heard it used in several different ways, mostly when it comes to making certain points about a subject matter. We hear the term takeaway when we think of someone standing before us and lecturing us, leading us into a deeper or better understanding and revelation of whatever it is that they're saying to us. And so I believe that this title fits this message because within these 8 verses, there are several takeaways, amen, 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 in addition to what God took away as well. So let's walk through this word for just a second. First of all, we have to recognize that Hezekiah did become ill, but not just ill with a sickness. He became ill with something that he could not shake or get rid of himself. Now, sometimes we will find ourselves in such a position. We find ourselves in a situation dealing with a particular thing, having to endure a certain difficulty and challenge in which we are unable to shake ourselves, in which we are unable to get rid of ourselves. As much as we may want to, as much as we may feel that we can, we just cannot. And so this was the situation that Hezekiah was facing, because according to the word, it says, not only was he sick, but he was sick and near death, my God. Now, also on top of that, he was told by the prophet Isaiah that he needed to get some things in order, right? He needed to get some things together because he wasn't going to make it. My God, according to the word of God, it says Isaiah told him to set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. In other words, this particular time, Hezekiah, I know you may have experienced some other things in your life and you've endured some other challenges in your life, but this particular one, you shall die and not live. In other words, you will not recover from it. How many times have we been faced with situations, circumstances, and challenges in which it appeared as though we would not recover from it? It was as though Prophet Isaiah came unto us personally and said, listen, you're not going to make it out of this. But I want someone to know that that wasn't Isaiah, even though the very words may have been spoken. I want someone to know that that was no one but the enemy. The enemy wants us to believe that what we are in and what we are faced with, much like right now with Hezekiah being faced with death, the enemy wants us to believe that we will not recover, that we will not come out, that we will not have another chance, that this is it and the end. But I believe that God has sent me by here on this Thursday morning to remind you that unless you have completely fulfilled the purposes and the destiny that God has for you, you cannot die. No, no, you will not die where you are. Yes, God. Okay, so let us go. Yes, God. Okay, your recovery, oh my God, just like an addict, right? When an addict is going through the recovery stage, okay, and yes, God, and they are attempting to wean or be weaned off of their particular addiction. Many times, even though they have the desire and the want to do so, it is difficult. Because their bodies, their brains, everything that is them is addicted to this particular thing or substance. Amen. But the beauty of it is if they will just stick it out, if they will just of the recovery, they will discover that the recovery is the recompense. My God, the recovery is the recompense. Yes, God, the recompense meaning the payback. Come on, Holy Spirit. A recompense meaning that I'm going to give you double for what it is that you are, my God, went through and experienced. The recovery is the recompense. So I need someone to be encouraged on this morning. I feel like, yes, God, I will. I need someone to be encouraged on this morning. Just make it through the recovery process. We're about to see how Hezekiah handled it, but to you, woman of God, just make it through the recovery process, and I guarantee you, you will see the recompense. Now let's continue. So one of the things that's interesting to me about this story is that Hezekiah did not accept. Come on, God, he did not accept what the prophet Isaiah was saying to him. Oh, God, I hear you. He did not just automatically say, oh, well, okay, Isaiah, thank you for that word. I appreciate you for being the prophet of God and delivering this to me. And so let me go and do as you said and lay down and die. No, that's not the choice that Hezekiah made. Instead, Hezekiah chose to go to God for himself on his own behalf. Come on, God. He did not wait, oh my God, for no one else to come and pray for him. He did not wait for anyone else to say, let me grab your hand, Hezekiah. Let me walk you through this. No, the word of God says that once Hezekiah received the word, he immediately went in for himself. So I want to tag onto that. We're still doing takeaways. Here's another takeaway. Stop waiting for someone else to go in for you. My God, what do I mean? Stop thinking that you don't have the ability, the capability, the power to be able to pray for yourself, to be able to turn your own situation around. Yes, I understand you have a covering. Yes, I understand that you have a pastor and an apostle and a bishop, and you may even have a chief apostle. And so you believe that you have to wait for them to be able to go in for you or to pray you through or to get you the help that you need. But I have come here today to let you know, just like Hezekiah, go in for yourself. Yes, God. Yes, God. Go in for yourself and watch the results. Yes, God. So the word of God says that then once he received the word, Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall. Now, Hezekiah didn't just go to the wall and stand in front of it, okay? The word of God says, and he prayed to the Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hezekiah began to remind God of the type of person that he'd been. Amen. Not perfect. Yes, God, I hear you. Not perfect. But the type of man that he'd been. Look at specifically what he said. He says, God, I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart. So in other words, he walked before God in honesty and integrity. Let's not forget that Hezekiah was a king. Okay, Hezekiah was a king of God's chosen people. Amen. And so Hezekiah is telling God, listen, I've been honest. I've walked in integrity. I've had a loyal heart. Now, do you see anything concerning perfection there? I don't know. I don't know why. Yes, I do know why I'm going here. Because many of us have been told or we have seen and have gotten the connotation and believe that we have to be perfect before the Lord in order to receive from him. But Hezekiah is not reminding God of his perfection. He's just reminding God that he walked before him in honesty and integrity and with a loyal heart. Okay, a loyal heart, meaning that he did not sway from God as easily as he could have, okay? He did not sway from God nor God's truth. In other words, he believed God for what he said when he said it. I'm going to stick a pin right there again. Here is another takeaway. I need, man, that if anything that you're hearing, if anything that you're receiving is contrary to the word of God, then you should not accept it. Yes, God. Yes, God. You should not accept it. You should not be swayed from God and his truth. If God said it, matter of fact, because God said it, it is so. I don't care what your situation says. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what it looks like. Because God said it, it is so. And you cannot be swayed from that. So just as Hezekiah, I admonish you to stay before God with a loyal heart. Also, King Hezekiah reminded God that he did good in his sight. Come on, God. He didn't do good for show or for fashion. He didn't do good according to what other people's idea of good was. No, the word of God says that he did good in God's sight. That means according to the measuring stick of God. Amen. Amen. So Hezekiah reminded God, listen, I haven't been perfect, but I've walked before you in truth with a loyal heart, and I have done good in your sight, O God. And the word says Hezekiah began to weep bitterly. Let's not move past that too fast. Because, see, many of us will go before God with our prayer and our demands and this and that, and then we get up and walk out like we've dropped the mic on God, like God may not have something else to say to you. And then we do it sometimes, okay, I'm guilty of it as well, we do it sometimes with almost like a prideful heart. Yes, God, oh my God. But according to the word of God, it says that Hezekiah wept before the Lord bitterly. In other words, his prayers were the seeds that he was trying to sow, and then his tears, come on, God, became the water in order to water them. But watch this. the word of God says, and the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. Wait a minute, not again, huh? Not again. But this word was a little different. It says here that go and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. It says here, in other words, that the Lord answered and said, not only did he hear, come on, God, but he saw. Yes, Lord. My God, on today, I need someone to understand that the prayers that you have before the Lord, those seeds that you have sown before the Lord, and those tears that you have used to water them, God is saying through this message that I have heard your prayers and I have seen your tears. In other words, I am about to do what it is that you have petitioned me for. I am about to do what...
Enemy is mad because she has a word for you from the Lord. The call dropped, but we're not going to worry about that. The woman of God will be back on to re-deliver and finish what the Lord told her to tell his people. Remember, when you're doing the Lord's work, again, I say this all the time, the enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. But one thing about true ambassadors for Christ, we don't stop. We keep going. One may get knocked off, but we still right here. That's what divine connection is. Woman of God, go ahead. You're back on.
Yes, Lord. Okay, enemy, I see you. But you will not be able to snatch this seed. Yes, God.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus, I rebuke whatever attack, whatever
right
is
now,
attempting to come against this seed. We have already prayed over it and believed
yes,
that it will be sown into the fertile ground of the hearts of your people. Therefore,
yes,
God, in the name of Jesus,
about
we believe
yes,
that
God.
It cannot be snatched. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Hallelujah. And every tongue must confess. Yes, God. So as we were saying, people of God, the Lord heard and saw what Isaiah had said and what he'd done. What he said was the seed, and what he did was water it. And so it says here that the Lord says, surely I will add to your days 15 years. My God, I need somebody to be encouraged in the fact that all we need is for God to hear and see. Come on. All we need is for God to hear and see. Now, how is it that we get God to hear and see? See, many of us go about our lives and we are faced with these different things that come up against us. And the first thing we do, my God, I hear you talking, is fold. The first thing we do is turn to someone else. The first thing we do is try to figure it out on our own, try to come up with our own solutions. But I need someone to understand that in order for God to hear and see, you must go before him in prayer. Prayer is the only thing, my God, not just prayer. Yes, God. Yes, God. Not just the seed of prayer like Hezekiah did, but you have to water those seeds. I keep hearing that. Water the seeds. Watering the seeds, yes, God. Surely we initially think of tears being the water for the seeds of prayer. Yet also it includes time that you render unto God, actual quality time. See, there's a difference between just spending time and spending quality time. Amen. Spending time can be any kind of time. It can be leftover time. It can be a minute here, a minute there. It can be just when you're going about your day and then you start calling out the name of the Lord. Now, all of that is good, but when you get to the point of feeling as though you need to spend quality time. See, that's purpose time. That means that you purposely set aside time to be with your Father. Those are also watering stages. When you spend quality time with God, that too is watering your seed. My God. And so prayer is how we get God to hear and to see. But that's not all. That's not it. That's not the end of the story. Amen. Amen. As God was telling King Hezekiah that he would add 15 years to his life, he also said, I will deliver you, my God, and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. My God. In other words, not only am I going to add to you, I am also going to deliver you and this city. Now, that's when we go to 2 Kings chapter number 19, and I will briefly sum it up. What happened was this other king that King Hezekiah was facing, his name was Sennacherib, amen. And King Sennacherib decided that he wanted to come up against the children of Israel. He felt that they were a smaller nation. He felt as though he was able to take them completely out. And so what he did to his own mistake was he sent some messengers over there to King Hezekiah to tell him, hey, well, y'all are the only ones that have not submitted unto me. You all are the only ones that have decided that you're going to stand alone. Do you not know who I am? Have you not heard that I have defeated many other cities, and I will do the same unto you? But see, he didn't understand really, oh my God, the type of God that God is as it relates to his people. This too is another takeaway for you. I encourage you to understand that God will stand strong and tall and mighty on your behalf. It doesn't matter who comes up against you. It doesn't matter how big the giant is. I need someone to know that giants do fall, my God. And so in this situation, Hezekiah decided that he was going to do the very thing that he's doing right now, and that is to turn unto God. Yes, God. Even in the face of adversity, King Hezekiah wasn't stupid. He wasn't blind, deaf, or dumb. He knew that King Sennacherib had defeated all of these other nations, but King Hezekiah had something that no one else had. He had God, and he had faith in God to know that he was going to fight on his behalf. So all Hezekiah did was turn once again. Figuratively speaking, he turned his face to the wall. That was the first time that he did it. And according to the word of God, in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 6 through 7, the prophet replied, guess who that prophet was, y'all? It was the same prophet, Isaiah. He said, say to your master, this is what the Lord said. Do not be disturbed by this blasphemous speech against me from the Assyrian king's messenger. Y'all heard that? He said, against me, my God. It had never been about, oh my Lord, King Hezekiah and the children of Israel. King Sennacherib's mistake was that he was coming up against the one true and living God. Go ahead, David. My God, who is he? Oh Lord, that defies the army of the one true and living God. And so God continues and he says, listen, I myself will move against him, and the king will receive a message that he is needed at home, so he will return to his land where I will have him killed with a sword. God rose up against the enemies of King Hezekiah and the children of Israel, and he defeated them. Of course, y'all know exactly as it is written here is exactly the way it happened to little old King Sennacherib. Okay, so again, this was the first time that King Hezekiah figuratively turned his face to the wall. So it was no wonder that when he, after this, got the news that he was sick unto death, that he just simply stepped into the same position that he had become used to. He just simply turned his face. Come on, God. He just simply turned his face to the wall once again. My God, he had already had the track record. He had already had the evidence that God was able to move on his behalf mightily. Come on. God defeated, oh my God, King Sennacherib and the entire nation of Assyria, which was a big nation. So God, if you're able to do that, I hear you talking, God. If you're able to do that, then surely you're able to save me from death. My God. And so again, there's another takeaway for someone. You have a track record with God. My God, my God, on this morning, I'm trying to wrap this thing up. Lord, you have a track record with God. You know, you've seen God come through for you time and time and time and time and time again. You know God is able to save you. You know God is able to take care of that situation. You know God is able. You got a track record. This, my dear sister, will not be the first time you've had to turn your face to the wall. So just do what it is that you know to do. Don't allow the King Sennacheribs of your life to get you to the point to where you're scared to turn your face to the wall, to get in position of prayer, to stay in the posture, my God, the posture of prayer, to keep your stance. My God, God is, he doesn't change. He does not change as shifting shadows. He remains the same God today, yesterday, and forever. He brought you through that time. He's going to do it again. My God, on today. So as I try my best to wrap this up, my God, I need somebody to see that God did not just take away. He didn't just add to King Hezekiah. He took away. Yeah. He took away the king of Assyria, my God, and all who defeated him. And the people that were with him, he took away that. And watch this, he took away the illness. Yes, God. Yes, God. I think I did that backwards, y'all. I'm sorry. I did that backwards. But anyway, it's sown. Amen. He took away the sickness as well. He added 15 years to King Hezekiah's life. And he also took away the sickness, my God. That is also a takeaway for someone. King Hezekiah did not come unto God and say, Lord, please add and please take this sickness away. The only thing King Hezekiah did was remind God of who he'd been. That's it. That's all he did. And once he reminded God of the type of person that he'd been, God then took the initiative to add and take away. And so I encourage someone on this morning, just go to God in prayer and remind him of how you've walked before him in truth and how you've kept a loyal heart and how you've done good according to his definition of good. And so the only way that we're able to do that is if we're actually walking according to that. But that's another message on another day. But at the end of the day, just simply remind God. That's what the word says. The word says that we are able to bring God into remembrance of, what again? His word. God cannot lie. He must do what he says he would do. And so God added the 15 years, and he took away the issue that was going to cause Hezekiah's death, and he protected him and the city that he was king of against the blasphemous king Sennacherib. In other words, God made a promise to King Hezekiah through the prophet Isaiah that he would not only deliver him, but that he would defend him. My God, my God. Not only would he deliver him, but he would also defend him. I hear God on this morning. Women of God, not only will God deliver you, yes, Lord, but he will also defend you, yes, God. Whatever it is that the enemy is attempting to bring up against you, Whatever it is, if it's sickness, if it's illness, if it's disease, if it's lack, if it's suffering, if it's, I mean, whatever it is that he is attempting to bring up against you, I want you to know that your recovery is your recompense and that God is going to deliver and defend you. The enemy is nothing in comparison to God. In fact, the enemy is nothing in comparison to what God has given unto you. You have every single thing that it takes to be able to withstand. All you have to do is put it into action. All you have to do is in those times of despair, in those challenging times, in those times when you are just ready to turn the other way, all you have to do is turn to the wall. All you have to do is go before God in prayer and remind him. Remind him of what you've done for him. Remind him of how you've been, how you've allowed yourself to be open unto him and to be used by him for his glory and his use. How many times you've had to turn the other cheek for his sake? How many times when you really wanted to give it to him like you really wanted to give it to him, but you didn't because you knew that it would disgrace God and it would take your witness? Come on, God. Remind God and watch him do it. Watch him deliver and defend. My God, let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this word that you have allowed us on this morning. Lord God, we thank you for the seed, Lord God. We pray that the seed is protected. We pray, oh God, that even as it produces fruit, whether we need it right now or whether we'll need it later, Father, I pray that we are reminded of this word each and every time it is necessary, God, when we are needing to just simply turn our face to the wall. When we are needing to just simply continue in our faith, continue in believing that you're God and that you have allowed us to continue through covering so that we can get to the process of recompense, God. Father, we thank you that you continue to deliver and defend us. We love you. We honor you, God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us, even in times like these. It is in Jesus' name that I do pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for being obedient. Even when the enemy tried to be sneaky and mess up your phone, Father God, I ask you to touch your daughter right now, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Give back what she gave out to your people. Even when the enemy tried to come and knock her off, she had people praying and interceding for her to get right back on. We thank you for overflow blessings for her house, Lord, for her husband, Lord, for her, their businesses, Lord, and for the birthing place, Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to send help to the man and woman of God that can continue to build your kingdom. It's about kingdom business, not about their business. As you continue to guide them in the right direction, cover them with your blood, Lord. We're behind sickness right now in the name of Jesus. And as you continue to send overflow blessings upon their life, in Jesus' name, amen. Prophets, let the people know how they can contact you if they want to hear you speak or want to bring you out to speak, where the church is located, the businesses you have, how can they get your books. Let them know how they can connect with you and the man of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, Pastor. I appreciate you. My name is Emerald Williams. I am on Facebook, but the name is Jewel Lady M. Williams. Someone hacked my other account, and it wouldn't even let me use my own name to create another one. But anyway, you can definitely reach out to me via Facebook. I also have a women's ministry. The name of it is called Crossing Over Support Group. That is also on Facebook. I do go live each Monday at 8 a.m. With an encouraging message from God. I do believe in encouraging women. The purpose of that particular ministry is to help women who have dark past to cross over from those things. How many of you know that things that have happened to us, whether it be as a child, even as a young adult, they affect us long after they were done or had happened. And so what Crossing Over Support Group does is help us to come from those things, help us to change the way we even as it relates to those things, because many of us even deal with self-esteem issues. So the motto of Crossing Over is helping others come from the darkness of their past disappointments and hurts into the marvelous light of God, because that's where every single thing really is. Also, my husband and I have a church. My husband is the pastor of the Birthing Place Church of Sinla. Amen. It is located here in Alexandria, 2308 South MacArthur Drive, Suite C. Amen. That is where we have our services each and every first and third Saturday at 10 a.m. We have in-person intercessory prayer beginning at 9:30, but the worship experience starts at 10 a.m. both in-person and virtually. We are on every single social media platform, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all Instagram, all of the platforms. The Birthing Place Church of Sinla is there. Also, I have a cleaning business, Holy Hands Cleaning Services, that is located here. We provide residential and commercial cleaning. If you know of anyone here in this area and the surrounding areas, we also service other areas that are outside of Alexandria who are needing cleaning services, please refer them to us. We are also on Facebook, Holy Hands Cleaning Services. Also, my husband is a caterer, amen. Agape Cafe is the name of the catering business. We do cater events, weddings, parties, all of that. We also have weekly feedings, amen. Wednesdays and Fridays is wings and fish. So if you know of anyone in this area, let us tell them about us so that we can provide lunch to them on Wednesdays and Fridays, or if even they have an event that they would like catered, we also welcome that as well. I am the author of two books, almost a third. I'm trying to push it out. The first book is The Unbroken Child, and the second book is Crossover Today. Amen. You can find both of those books on Amazon.com right now. I also do have copies on hand. If you would like a copy, I'm able to send it to you. Or if you want to order it from offline, you can do that as well. I appreciate you in advance and for your support. I believe, yes, yes, that is it. I believe, yes, Pastor Kashima.
Okay, okay. We're going to go to a quick break. Remember, if you guys need prayer, this is the time to call in, 563-9936. Make sure you press 1 so I can see the little hand up saying you need prayer. Remember, it's not about Emerald. It's not about Kashima. It's about God, and that's what we're here for. Again, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, a musical break, and we're going to wait and see if any hands come up.
K-Classic. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it was time. Stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on.
fall turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at you fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time,
won't he do it? We know he will do it. No questions asked. It's upon us going to him and asking for him to do it. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. I'm sorry. No one press one, and that's okay. You don't have to openly ask for prayer, but know that we are praying for you anyway. It's okay. You don't have to be ashamed if you need prayer. This, remember, this is a no judgment zone. We are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Don't feel like you can't ask for prayer if you need it. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. I'm sorry. We have someone, the hand is rose, so we have someone that wants prayer. Good morning, caller. Are you there? Good morning. Can you hear me? You have to come off mute.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are you? You okay?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
You wanted prayer?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. What's your name?
Natasha.
Okay. Prophetess?
I'm here.
Okay. She asked for prayer. We don't need, you know, again, we don't need the whole detail of what's going on, but know that we are here to pray for you, and Prophetess Williams is getting ready to pray for you.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first, we just want to honor you, Lord. We just give you glory, God. We thank you for every single thing you do for us and have done for us, even up to now. Father, you've awakened us to this beautiful day, Lord, and we do not take it for granted. God, we come to you right now on behalf of our dear sister Natasha, oh God. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you will touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, God, and every single place in between, yes, God. Her heart, oh Lord, Father, we ask that you touch it in the name of Jesus, God. Her mind, oh God, we ask that you touch it in Jesus' name. Father, we don't need to know the details because you already know, oh God. Father God, your word says that you know what we stand in need of even before we ask. So God, we just simply stand in agreement with Natasha, oh God, believing that you are already working on her behalf, Lord. Father God, we believe that every single need is met. Lord God, we believe that every single situation is handled. Father God, we believe that everything, that even if something is, yes, God, ailing her, oh God, whether it's a, oh God, a back issue, oh God, a heart issue, yes, God, Father, whether it is spiritual or otherwise, God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to touch it and work it out, oh God. Father, we trust you with our very lives. We believe in you, oh God. We know, Lord, that if we just simply turn our face to the wall and stand, reminding you of what you've already allowed us to do and allow us to be, God, then you will surely hear and see. God, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you will hear and see Natasha's heart and her prayer, oh Lord.
Father, we call it done. We thank you, Lord, for even the testimonies that are to come as a result. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We thank you that it is already done. It is already so. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tasha, if you want to talk to Prophetess, let me know and I can connect you guys. Matter of fact, I'm going to put you in the screening room, Prophetess, so you can go in a little more for her. I'm just being obedient. Natasha, do you mind holding on for a second so I can connect you guys?
That's fine.
Okay, hold on. Again, it's not about us. It's all about glorifying God. It's about kingdom business. Apostle, now stand on that word, kingdom business, iron sharpening iron. Romans 10 and 9, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9 says, you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. All you can do is surrender to him. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. But it will be worth it. This is a no judgment zone on here. And remember, we are here to encourage and inspire you, not to break you, but to lift you up. You're going through, it's okay. We will give you the tools to get out of that hole. I guarantee one of us has been through what you're going through. And we're here to uplift you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or get prayer. If you want to connect to anybody that come on to the show, let me know. You can text me at 832-519-7646. It's not about us. It's all about God and lifting each other up. Remember, a just man falls 7 times. It's not about how many times he failed, but listen at this. He got right back up. Dust yourself off, woman and man of God, and get right back up. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you need to do is say, thank you, Lord, for giving me another chance to be in the land of the living. Second, immediately put your helmet of salvation on to bind the enemy up. Now, I'm not saying he still won't try you, but you will have the equipment and the armor on to protect yourself. Know the word for yourself. I'm not saying you have to know all 66 books of the Bible right now, but take some time out to get to learn the word for yourself. Remember, the blessed all, we still have it. It is free. It is not for sale. It is free. If you need it, let me know. 832-519-7646. We will mail it to you. If you're in the Houston area, we will come meet you and give it to you. Remember, it's about kingdom business. Hold on, woman of God. This storm will not last long. Keep pushing through. Also, Core Gift the Gift still have the bath scrub ready if you need it. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. For the scrub, if you need to know more in detail about it, text me and we will go in and talk about it. Keep pushing through, people of God. It won't last always. Remember, spend that one-on-one time. I'll leave you with 3 keys. First, get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. 2, find your church home. If you go in, wonderful. You go virtually, that's good too. But you're welcome to join us at the Abba House International at 5709 Eastland Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 at 3 p.m. Apostle and I would love to hear and see you in the building. Remember, there's always room at the house for you. And 3, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and talking the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. They must be walking and talking the same thing. The three things are: get you a Bible, find your church home, and make sure your covering is walking and talking the same thing. Know you guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. If you need us, we are here. Do not hesitate to reach out. You can go to World with Gospel Connection on Facebook or Abba House on Facebook and message us. Also, you can text us at 832-519-7646 and let us know you need us. And we are here. We're going to go to a musical break before I close the show.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you.
remember the overcomer scriptures, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you don't have that one-on-one relationship with God, I'm telling you, it's time for you to accomplish it. Just you and him. Block everybody out. Get in the closet, get in your space, get in the bathroom, and just talk to him. We say this all the time. You don't have to speak in tongues. You have no all 60 books of the Bible. But just take that step. And I'm telling you, it will get better day by day. Now, the enemy will still try to attack you once you surrender your life to Christ. Nowhere near I'm saying it's going to be easy. But I'm saying to continue to know him is what you need. Remember, we're always here to encourage and inspire you. This is a no-judgment zone. We cannot judge you, but we will pray for you. We would definitely do that. Any speaker that come on here on Man Up Monday or Wednesday, Thursday will always immediately go in prayer for you. You're not by yourself. Those three keys, get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and talking the same thing once you surrender your life to Christ. Because the enemy is going to continue to get crafty. He's not going to leave. He's not going to just stay there and don't say anything. Oh, he's mad because you surrender your life to Christ. But now you have the equipment and people to push you when you need pushing. God doesn't care about what you did last night or this morning. Just surrender your life to him. Get ready to fight. Spiritual warfare is real. And now you have the things, the tools you need to know how to fight. Now, I'm going to say this. You might fought in the street. Okay? I'm talking from experience. But now you fight on your knees and with your Bible. It's a different fight. It's time for you to break generation curses in your family. It's time for you to take your position. You might not be a preacher. You might not be a minister. But you can still pray. We lived off of me, moms, and big mama prayers long enough. Now it's time for you to establish that relationship with God for yourself. Go to him for you. Remember, we're on here if you ever need us. Monday, Man Up Monday, and Wednesday, Thursday, to push and guide you in the right direction. Keep holding on. Keep pushing through. Remember, iron sharpens iron, and we are here. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Talk to you soon. If you want to sow the World Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020 because we still go out and feed the homeless. We're getting ready to do it again next month. Remember, the blessed oil is free. If you need some, let me know. I will mail it to you. If you're in the Houston area, I will meet you and pray and give you the oil. It is free. This is no miracle soap on a rope, no miracle towel. It is blessed oil. You can reach me at 832-519-7646. Text me and say, Pastor, I need that oil. And you got it. Or go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook and send me a message. Or Abba House on Facebook and send me a message. You're not by yourself. God loves you and so do we. Have you blessed and phenomenal day.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position.
scratches, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
man. He can mend your broken man.
He has
a miracle role
to fix
your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah. And in my
anybody in here can reach a hand to heaven right where you are. Come on and tell them.